The Wildcats baseball team shut out Texas High 2-0 at Eagle Stadium Tuesday night in the district opener for each team. Pitcher Tyler Follis threw a 5-hit shutout and drove home both runs with 2 squeeze bunts that scored Larry Pryor twice. I talked with a happy coach, Jared Hammock, after the game.
It was, all we expected it to be. We've competed against this squad and these coaches for 10 years now, and I know we've got a lot of mutual respect between us, and they're usually pretty well-played ball games, and they can come down to a play here and there. And, I thought our kids executed enough. Certainly Tyler Follis threw a great ball game on the mound. And then, of course, had the two bunts to drive in the 2 runs. So, we got things we can work on, we can get better at. But the bottom line is we won our district opener against a quality opponent, a team that's expected to finish in the top 2 or 3. And, you can't beat that.
I give you the credit for calling those squeeze bunts. I assume that when you called him down here, that's what you were telling him you wanted him to do.
I did. I felt like their pitcher was throwing really well, too. So it was a 1 or 2 run ball game, probably. And when we had the opportunity there with 1 out, I might not have done it with no outs, but with 1 out, too much can happen if we strike out or get out and don't get him in. Then you got to get a 2-out hit, which is very difficult to do, as you know. So I just wanted to try to get the sure run, and Follis executed the bunt great. And then seemed like the same guys were on base, same scenario, 1 out, and we called it again. And he bunted an even better ball the second go round. We're going to have to do some things like that. We're not going to get 10 hits a ball game, even though I think we can hit. We're going to have to figure out ways to score, and I think bunt is a big way for this team. We've got speed, we can bunt, and we've got fairly unselfish kids who don't mind giving themselves up, to benefit the team. And so I think you'll see more of that probably than maybe you have before from us.
I said in the during the broadcast that I think part of your enthusiasm with this season was having Tyler Follis at the top of that pitching rotation. And just talk about the efficiency of him tonight with a great curveball, his fastball, very efficient, didn't waste any pitches. I mean, he was really on tonight.
He was. It's one of the better starts, and I've told you many times. I mean, I've had guys that I've coached in the past, particularly at White House, that have pitched in the big leagues, and I don't know that we've had any better 7-inning complete ball game shutout than what we just saw. He threw a great ball game against Hallsville last year, of course. But he was, like you said, the word is efficient. I mean, it was an 85-pitch, 7-inning complete ball game, and that just doesn't happen very often. We didn't even have to use his changeup very much. I think we threw it once against their big lefty cleanup hitter. He fouled it off pretty much. It was spotting the fastball in and out, up and down, throwing that slider that he likes to throw. And he was very good. He was competing. You could just tell he had the confidence on the mound that he needed, which, of course, makes us all the more confident over there watching him, and it was very impressive.
The Wildcats play at Mount Pleasant Friday night, weather permitting. KSST Sports.